From the studios at Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudet. The BIPOC Playwrights Festival is returning for its second year with the Boise Contemporary Theater. And over the course of 6 days, playwrights and directors, as well as actors, will workshop and perform two new plays. They're called Being Black Outside and Fear and Wonder. And then they will end with a special performance of Hold These Truths on the final night. So joining us today to talk more about the upcoming festival are playwrights Venetia Coleman and Jason Zing, as well as producing artistic director for the Boise Contemporary Theater, Ben Burdick. I want to welcome all of you to the program.
Thanks, Gemma.
Thanks for having
us.
Thank you. So as I mentioned, this is the BIPOC Playwrights Festival's second year. Ben, what does the festival have in store for audiences this year?
Well, I think hopefully exactly what we were able to accomplish last year in the first year of it, which is some incredible storytelling and with these great actors and directors. Really, the reason that I wrote the grant last year and we started this whole festival was to give playwrights just some time and space to work on their plays. And the best way to do that, and talk to almost any playwright, is the best way to do that is with actors and directors in a room. So they will all sit around the table, do table work and work, read through the play, work on it. And then they go later on the day or that evening, do rewrites and work on it however they'd like, and come back the next day with those same actors, the same director, and do that for a few days. And it really, honed the plays that we brought in. And I'm hoping that for Jason and Venetia, the same will be true this year.
And Ben, the BIPOC Playwrights Festival, one of the goals of it is to advocate for underrepresented voices. Why is that so important to you, but also within the arts community?
Well, it's important to me because I think, theater isn't theater without all the voices sitting at the table and having an opportunity to be in the room. We often talk about theater holding a mirror up to people. And I think it's more than that. I think oftentimes it can hold up a mirror, and oftentimes it provides a window into a world that people may not really fully understand or know. And so it's important to tell all those stories, and contemporary theater is a great way to do that. That's, part of it. And I think too, in terms of from, the spring of 2020 and George Floyd, his murder, and continuing throughout the years since then, there's been a reckoning, not only nationally, but certainly on a microcosmic level in the theater. And I want to make sure that the Boise Contemporary Theater is doing all we can to give voice to everyone.
And Venetia and Jason, I want to bring both of you into the conversation as well. Venetia, your production, Being Black Outside, is an apocalyptic tale. Why did you choose this backdrop to tell this story?
Yeah, well, I think a huge part of it is we all just came out of a pandemic, right? Certainly that's sort of how I felt. I'm in Minneapolis right now, and so George Floyd's murder was very visceral here, and everything just felt like what we knew before 2020 was over, was ending. And a huge part of it is that when you are an other, when you are someone who is not the majority, a lot of your life has to just move on, no matter what's happening outside, no matter if there's a pandemic, no matter if there's an apocalypse, no matter who's in the White House. It doesn't matter. You have to keep going. And I thought this sort of the idea of the apocalypse is as dramatic as you possibly could get when you're talking about having to move on no matter what's happening outside of your safe place or your home.
And Jason, Fear and Wonder, it tells the story of a budding but kind of complicated romance. What themes can audience expect from your play?
Sophia in Wonder is a play about two boys of color, Asian and Black, who fall in love at an evangelical Christian summer camp. And the whole play jumps back and forth between the time at the camp and them trying to keep the relationship alive after they go home. So it's a bit of a callback to, you know, the age of landline phones and missed calls and that kind of thing. But it also really delves really deeply into faith. And a faith, the kind of experience of being marginalized by a community that you deeply love, and trying to find the beauty and the sanctity in your relationship with that community, even in spite of the harm that exists there.
And Venetia, I want to ask you a similar question that I had asked Ben earlier, and this is about underrepresented voices. I mean, you are an artist, you are a playwright. What is it like for you to not just be recognized, but to have this entire, you know, 6-day event with the goal of being representation?
Oh, wow. I think very much like Ben said, just as a playwright, what's exciting is to be able to hear the words out loud, right? Mm. But for me, with this particular piece, I am so very interested in how different backgrounds, different races, different genders will react or respond to this piece. And I think it'll be very helpful and influential maybe in how I move forward with the next iteration of it.
Mm-hmm. And Jason, for you as well, what's it like to have this event, to have this festival that not only, you know, it's about making sure that there is representation, but even the play that you've written, right? It's once again, also showing up within the themes of your play.
Yeah, it's really interesting. The only other times I've really been able to workshop this play recently has been over Zoom. And so interestingly enough, the play was selected at another opportunity because it was like landline phones, and there was distance already in the piece, and so it'll be really interesting to get people in the same room, and to play with how we interpret distance once we are kind of synchronous, and I'm also really excited about the ability to workshop some new original music that was written for this play. You know, we're going to get the chance to perform it live for the first time for a live audience.
And Ben, before we wrap up, the festival is also featuring a one-man show. It's titled Hold These Truths. What can you tell us about this particular production?
Well, it's with Ryan Yu, who plays, I believe it's over 40 characters throughout the course of the play. And directed by Jessica Kubzanski, who's from Pasadena. You know, the other thing, and just real quickly about this, the festival in general, is how much fun it is to bring people literally from all over the country. Venetians in Minneapolis, and Jason in New York City area, and LA and Chicago and Arizona. So, you know, bringing all those different perspectives and voices into the room is also really exciting. But Ryan plays the main character is Gordon Hirabayashi, who was one of the early activists and outspoken critics of internment camps. And so Ryan plays him, and then, you know, as I said, like I think over 40 characters surrounding Gordon and his life and his fight for justice. And it's this incredible, incredible story. Gordon's life was just amazing. With Idaho's own tragic history of internment camps in Minidoka, and then, you know, even closer to home here in Boise, across the border in Ontario and Nyssa, there was a camp. So that's the premise is Gordon Hirabayashi's life and his struggle to against internment camps, and how long that struggle took to finally find justice.
Well, I want to thank all of you so much for taking time to talk to us today. We've been talking with playwrights Venetia Coleman and Jason Zung, as well as producing artistic director for Boise Contemporary Theater, Ben Burdick. We've been talking about the BIPOC Playwrights Festival. The festival will host a playwrights panel August 3rd that is free to the public, and it will take place at 7 p.m. at the Morrison Center in Boise. And then performances will begin August 4th and run through August 6th. Thank you all so much. We'll have more Idaho Matters next.